This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us right here. We're talking about your privacy, or what little remains of it, because you really can't count on the government to protect your privacy for you, and that's ultimately what we're discussing here, is the government's changing the rules. The House just voted for this thing after the Senate already voted for it, so it's pretty much in the bag. Apparently they expect Donald Trump to go ahead and sign this. It's a bill that would essentially, as I understood what you just shared with us, Johnson, would allow internet service providers to not only collect your information, but sell your information about, let's say, the internet searches you're doing or the websites you're visiting, any kind of data that they can collect, which would be basically all of it. If you're not using a VPN, for instance, if you're just, you know, a regular internet user, they're just gobbling all that information up, and now they can legally sell it without telling you about that. And I think some people are upset about this, and you know, it seems that they're rightfully upset about it. I hope that you're right, Mark, that we'll see some internet service providers saying, we would never do that. Here's our policy that, you know, says that we'll not sell your information. That's kind of what you were predicting.
Well,
would happen.
I would think that if there's a niche, generally the market will fill it, right?
That's true. If there's open free market competition, but you're talking about a limited competition business where it's limited by the government to a very few choices in any given marketplace.
So what I would expect to have happen is that this will drive the price of internet connectivity down. Because even if you only have two or three internet service providers in a given marketplace, one of them has to break ranks and then offer a lower rate, which they can now that they're selling your information. They're going to get, like the prediction was, hundreds of billions of dollars per year from selling this. So there's a new channel for revenue for them, and that means that they can afford to cut your rate in half in all likelihood, and if not zero.
Well, what
then
are you
that means
find?
Hold on.
Okay.
That means that somebody can then set up basically a VPN service in town and sell the internet at the old rate, and some customers will probably want it.
Okay, except what has happened up until now has been kind of the opposite of what you're saying, in that you can pay more to some internet service providers to avoid having your information sold. So the price has gone down, but it had been an opt-in thing, and they'll get into it here in the Register article, which is more detailed about this, that AT&T apparently was doing this, where you could give up some of your privacy in return for a discount. And so the more expensive accounts were the ones that still retained some semblance of privacy.
Wouldn't that be the way it would be?
Well, that seemed to be opposite from what you were saying.
Okay.
You were suggesting that
people
somebody was going to break a cartel and that lower their price and offer privacy.
Well,
right?
Basically,
which could happen.
Everybody, the marketplace is going to offer different options. The lowest price option is going to have you wide open to everybody, and the highest price option is going to have to be essentially an expensive VPN service where you have to trust somebody. That's a bad choice. You should just get a VPN router and enjoy the lower prices.
Let's go to David. He's in San Francisco. We can dig further into the story here in moments. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you? Yeah, no, I've mentioned before, I believe Trump is organized crime, and that every action he does feeds organized crime another income stream. So if you think about this, that if organized crime were to want to blackmail people, and blackmail people on the largest possible scale, what sort of data would they need? Well, if it turns out that your TV set can be used as a method of wiretapping your room.
I'm going to collect data from your TV, see?
Which they were doing during the Obama and Bush administrations, just to point out that they're all organized crime. Go ahead.
My name is Samsung,
Well, and as a matter of fact, I'm old enough to remember But right after the tube TVs of the 1950s, they started coming up with the, what's the
color?
Name of it? No, not just color, but it was the, instead of having tubes, they had the, it was like circuit boards. And friend of mine, who was his father was an engineer.
They had cathode ray tubes for a long time. I mean, they didn't really go out of style until like a decade ago.
There was the rear projection TVs.
Those were run on cathode ray tubes.
But there was like a circuit board on the base of it. You still had the big old cathode ray screen. But yeah. I'm talking about the
you're saying there was tubes in the rest of the electronics. Okay.
Right. Yeah. You could use the microphone as a, or excuse me, you could use the speaker as a microphone.
Sure, that's true. It's a crappy microphone.
Yeah, yes. For the most part, but as solid state, that's what I was thinking of. Solid state was the before they had circuit boards. So you could a solid state TV of the 1960s could be if you hooked it up to cable, you could tap the room. You could it would be a basically crappy microphone, but it would work. And as solid state got better over the just course of 5 or 10 years, and people started getting more and more cable, you know, this is all the way back to Johnson and Nixon days. So they could do it technically all the way back, and you know, so technologically, this the ability to do this has been there. And when people hook into cable, they're automatically hooking into this opportunity. But what I'm more interested in is the cashing out of America. Because if you...
What is that? The cashing out? What do you mean?
Well, just like in a casino. You know, you're finished with your round of poker, you're finished with your round of whatever you're doing, and you cash out. You collect your winnings and you go. Well, in the case of somebody like Trump and these other traders, they are selling everything about America. And if we no longer have factories and jobs as a prime source of income, and we're just a service economy, what's of value to us is our privacy and our personal assets and our personal knowledge and whatnot. And so they can sell that and or blackmail you. So when you start looking at the income stream that can come from blackmail, and you don't look at the CIA or the FBI as some honest group, but you look at them as organized crime, then you start to look at this whole thing as whether or not they're selling the soul of America, so to speak.
Well, and we've been looking at the FBI and the CIA and all these other government organizations as organized crime since day number one here on Free Talk Live. So, I mean, that's nothing new to us, but I'm glad that, you know, you're starting to come on board with that idea.
Starting to it. I mean, all you have to do is read the biographies of J. Edgar Hoover. He was back in the 1950s.
There you go. All right, I'm sorry. Then I take it back, David. You've made it sound like all of a sudden the government has become organized crime because of Donald Trump. And, you know, so it sounds like you agree with us then that they've always been organized crime and Donald Trump is just the latest Don who is in charge of them.
Well, I've mentioned that one of my great-great-great-grandfathers signed the Declaration of Independence. I take great offense at the idea that my government has been stolen by organized crime. And I take offense.
Isn't there a possibility that your
great-great-great-grandfather
was also a criminal?
I don't know. I don't know him, right? Well, I never met him personally.
Lots of the mafia.
John Hart
is
was
worse,
known
though,
to be a
because
very
he's
honest
from the private sector.
Well, John Hart of New Jersey was known to be a very honest guy.
I think what Ian's trying to say is that government, since it was created somewhere between 4,000 and 9,000 years ago, is essentially an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence at a given geographic area. And that people can take that for good reasons, but it is very, 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 very easy for it to become corrupt. And generally, when we look back in history, you can generally find corruption. Like, for instance, George Washington is considered to be an extraordinarily honest man, but then he led a revolution, then put down a revolution, right? Like he led the Revolutionary War and then put down the whiskey revolution. It's a little hypocritical.
Thank you, David, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We
Samsung,
got more.
See, we've got your data, see? Yeah. Domo Arigato, see?
More coming up on this new rule that is likely going to sail right through the White House and allow internet service providers to sell your private information, or at least what you thought was your private information, to the highest bidder. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Privacy? Yeah, it kind of doesn't really exist very much anymore unless you take a few steps to ensure your privacy. You can still do it. It's just harder now than it's ever been. And we can continue the discussion. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And also, you can get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon US, UK, Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live, will get a cut of the purchase when you do that. So you get the stuff that you were going to buy anyway. You pay the same prices you were likely going to pay anyway through Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. Otherwise, if you don't go to shop.freetalklive.com and you shop through Amazon anyway, then they just get to keep it all. So if you want us to benefit, then please go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. More about this, what some people would say are probably a shocking story. Well, I have to say, it's not really a surprise from the Register about the internet service providers possibly selling your what you thought was private data about your searches, the websites you visit, the things you're interested in to the highest bidder. Let's go to Charlie. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Charlie. Charlie?
This is kind of a tempest in a teacup to me. I mean, they've been selling it forever, and we know that because if you search and you all of a sudden get ads based on your searches, it doesn't take much of a stretch to know what they're doing. As far as privacy, we already have private searches start page. You pull Google results, but if you look at your
guess what? You're not protected from if your ISP sells your information.
Right.
Start page and Google, there's totally different.
If you look at your search history, though, all it shows is you have gone to start page, and start page does not save anything.
Yeah, guess what your ISP is saving? All your information.
Going
to start page does not protect you one iota if your ISP is able to sell all your information.
Well, now, wait a minute. Start page, they're not a sponsor or anything like that, but right. I did just
they
go there.
At one point.
And they are HTTPS, so they are secured. The page
doesn't matter if your ISP is selling all your information. Yeah, they're not going to get your search results that you entered in the start page, but they're going to get every link that you went to from start page.
No doubt
when you
about
go
that.
To the
yeah,
thing
that's true.
You're not protected at all. If your ISP is able to sell your information, that's the keys to the castle, and your entire profile is already built by your ISP. Your ISP is well before in the chain of your internet connection. Your ISP is way above start page.
Yeah, that's a good point. There are ways to protect yourself from this, but Charlie's right at the very least from the fact that there have been companies selling whatever they can about you since time immemorial. It's just that this is the next step.
If your ISP
in
is selling information,
privacy.
You're like on cable, like they can sell what TV shows you're watching on your TV, if you want anything on your TV, if you have a phone connection or whatever, and that has some sort of IP traffic. If you have any other IP devices, if you have an oven that's IP connected, they can see the internet of things.
This Google Home and Siri's and all that crap. And when they do keystroke logs, so it doesn't matter how you encrypt, they grab it before it even gets encrypted.
Certainly, the CIA can do that. Is what we've been learning recently from WikiLeaks.
Oh yeah, it's called Magic Plant.
Yep, you're right. I mean, any amount of privacy that you think you have is probably an illusion, or at the very least, it can easily, be cracked by agencies like the CIA and the NSA.
Well, the least we can do is make it harder for them.
That's about all we can do, yeah.
Yep, I agree with you. That's true. Even if you don't, thank you for the call, Charlie. I appreciate that. I agree with the perspective.
And they're also, the other thing that they don't mention very often is that these, major processor companies, Intel and, AMD and all that stuff, there's backdoors built right into the processors that sometimes, these, intelligence agencies can have leveraged to be able to access and turn on your computer when it's powered off, get data like directly and control the computer through the processor and the hardware itself. I mean, that's a whole other level of, problematic, but
what do you do?
Well, you can do some things to make life a little bit more difficult for them. That's definitely true. but it's getting harder and harder to attain any level of privacy in this world. And of course, as Charlie was pointing out, the Google Home, the Alexa, these devices that people are voluntarily, basically wiretap devices that people are voluntarily bringing into their home. We had one here, Cody from Off the Air Live had one in his room. It broke apparently, but every half hour, Alexa would go, "Hello." She's there. She's listening.
Was just asking every half an hour at random.
I've seen them before, but I don't know how my life would be made substantially better by one of these devices.
Well, we're a little older than Cody, right? And he's in his early 20s.
The people I've seen him at their houses, they're older than me.
Okay, well, maybe we're just ways.
Tell me how my life would be made better.
I don't know. It seems neat. I saw him using it, and he would ask. Alexa, play LRN.FM, and LRN.FM starts playing. You didn't have to open a web browser, click something, or open your player. It took some steps out of getting what you wanted.
You can ask a definition of a word. You can do math. Right. To ask math questions. You can ask for a recipe. You can set a timer. You can set a reminder to buy something later. You can, it's basically a personal assistant in a robot.
I mean, I don't know how far it can it set calendar events for you and things like that?
Yeah, if it's tied into it. I mean, I assume a Google Home would probably be better for that. It's going to be more likely to be tied into a calendar service.
I mean, it sort of reminded me of the Star Trek where they had the computer that they could talk to, right, all over the ship, and it was listening to them at all times.
Voiced by Gene Roddenberry's wife.
Is that who was that?
Yeah, Majel Roddenberry was the voice of the computer.
But that's what it reminded me of. It's like, there's this thing that you just ask things of, and you query.
Google's voice assistant at one point was going to be named Majel.
That's cool. In tribute.
Yeah, in tribute.
So
didn't happen, but
it's better than Hal.
Yeah. It's also better than Siri and Alexa too, I think.
Mother.
Mother was the name of the ship for Alien.
Alien. That's right.
Oh, right.
Which I think is a better name, the name of the computer for the ship, for Alien. But it's a better name than Hal. But Hal's the one is. Ow! Open the door! Yeah. Open the door, Al!
Just a random thought. I mean, do you have it? Well, I have it. It's stuck because, I sometimes think of you, and I saw this news recently, so I'm just going to share it, and I think maybe some of the listeners will appreciate it because it's kind of libertarian. Robert Rodriguez has been tapped to make a remake of Escape from New York.
No way! Yeah. Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, so...
I wonder if they're going to cast Snake. I wonder if they're going to cast Kurt Russell.
But I bet him as a role, probably not the lead role, but maybe he could be like the old guy.
They should make him the Harry Dean Stanton character that would be awesome. So great movie. If anybody hasn't seen Escape from New York, classic John Carpenter film from 1980 or 1981. Toll free number here tonight, 855-450 free. Although I would love to
see. Snake Plissken was played by somebody who claims to be a libertarian.
That's true. I believe him. I think Kurt Russell's pretty libertarian from the commentary tracks that I've listened to with him and John Carpenter. 855-450 free. John Carpenter also claims to be a libertarian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. More coming up here.
Rodriguez.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
It's not what you make that counts, it's what you keep. My name is Bill Harris. I'm CEO of Personal Capital. And now is the time to review your strategy for saving taxes on your investments year-round. Congress has created numerous tax breaks for retirement savers, and our new book, Investment Tax Guide, shows you how to use them. Most brokers do not help you save taxes, so you've got to do it yourself. And through April 15th, we're offering free copies of the guide online at personalcapital.com/tax.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. We got more to talk about with this internet bill that is going to make it so that the government is making it so that the internet service providers can sell your private information without even informing you about that. Now, the question is how many of them will choose to do that. How many of them will put it out there that they're going to protect your information? We've yet to see how the market is going to respond. I mean, ultimately, you know, the libertarian position on this is that, well, companies and people should be able to contract and do the business that they want to do. And if a company wants to offer...
It needs to be above board for the libertarian. I mean, because otherwise it's...
Well, every company puts everything in their terms of service, Mark, and technically that's above board because you can go and read them, but who really does?
Nobody. That's why it's not above board.
But that's why we need consumer organizations like Consumer Reports and other groups, watchdog groups like Mouseprint, these groups that keep an eye on companies, because even if we don't have the government around, because again, you can't expect the government to protect you, a lot of the times they're the ones that are working hand in hand with some of the most the worst corporate offenders, as in this particular example here. So, you know, it's going to be up to the market to keep the market in line. Ultimately, that's the best we can hope for. You can't expect the government to go to bat for you. They're never going to. They don't care about you.
Hmm.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones, and then we can talk more about this story about the ISPs and your privacy. Mark is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
All right. A couple of things. A lot of the things you have been mentioning about Privacy Act, I totally agree with. We've given up a lot of our privacy and things with no different than the little coupon saver items that you do when you scan every time you go out of the grocery store. I followed this for quite a long time and in doing the best I can to stay out of it, but it gets to be very difficult because they raise the prices on everything else and say they're offering you a discount.
Before you go on that point, I think that's an interesting study, and it relates to what we've talked about here. I'm glad you brought it up. I hadn't even thought about it. The loyalty cards, as they're called, at these different grocery stores. We know that they're using that information to track your purchases, to learn more, to build a profile, a consumer profile about you and the stuff that you want to buy. They will then print out coupons at the register, for instance, that are marketed specifically to the things that you're interested in. That's part of the goal of what these programs do. In theory, they could turn that information over to the government if the government wanted to find out the things that you've been buying. So
presuming you give them your real name. I mean, you can always...
That's right. You can fake them out with a fake name. But the point I wanted to make before you go on, Mark, is that this is an example of kind of what you were talking about, Mark, where there are certain companies who will advertise, we don't have a loyalty card. You don't need a loyalty card with our grocery store. It's just a good old-fashioned sale. Come on in and buy some. Mm. Now, most...
I agree.
Right.
I agree with that. We had one of those stores. They went out of business. So now I have my only, and same with my cable company, I have one choice to go to. Here's the thing about the loyalty card. And it's not the government. The government really is not going to be able to keep track of 350 million people and try to organize that. But here, let me give you an example. An article I read, and I wish I could quote it, but I can't because I'm on the phone. They can predict with, I believe it was about 80% predictability, whether you would vote Democrat or Republican based upon your shopping habits. Now, that seems somewhat mundane and no big deal. But let me give you another...
Hold on, I got a Republican joke. So, do the Democrats buy more diapers?
No, it depends on what brand of booze you buy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Really?
That makes sense.
I would have figured they've been looking at like green stuff, like from the green section.
Let me give you an example of where that becomes real. So we have a healthcare debate going on right now. I'm not going to go into that.
Actually, what we've got right now is a really bad connection. I want to get back to you, but hang on, Mark. We're going to put you on hold and see if we can clear up your line. Because interesting claim. I hadn't heard about that study, but it sounds totally plausible that you can identify the political leanings of someone based on the things that they buy.
I bet you can.
Store.
Yeah. And what he had said is the government can't put together a database that tracks you. And I say, pshaw. Absolutely, the government is working on putting together databases, and they've got cameras all around that are tracking your vehicle's movements and these sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
The government's going to know so much about you in the next 5 to 10 years that essentially they're gonna be working on pre-crime.
Speaking of cameras, here's somebody that knows a thing or two about that. Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, but today I wanted to talk about dessert, by the way.
Oh, thank goodness.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's hear about it. What's your favorite dessert?
Well, what I wanted to say was that it's best to eat the, you know, desserts like 45 minutes after the meal.
Really?
Or by itself, like for breakfast or by itself.
Well, isn't breakfast basically dessert? I mean, there's so many breakfast foods that are just straight up, you know, sugar.
Yeah, but I don't really eat those. You know, I eat more like hash browns and eggs. That's
okay.
And cheese, that's like my breakfast, you know. So the reason is because is that, you know, your stomach enzymes actually goes to the sugar first instead of digesting your protein. So if you had like fish fillet or cheese and macaroni, it needs to be digesting the protein. So the scientific reason is because that's why the sugar right after the meal ruins your digestion.
I've never heard of that. That's interesting. Now, where did you hear that, Sarah?
Well, actually, I was watching exercise videos done put together by a doctor and his wife, and he mentioned that you know, don't eat desserts right after a meal.
Right afterwards.
But of course, there was no like explanation. You know what I mean? I was like, why? Why would that ruin a digestion? Like,
so how did you find out? I mean, you don't use the internet.
Well, the thing is, I was asking around. I was talking to people, and you know, one of the person I talked to, that was the explanation, because the stomach acid would go to the sugar first.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but it's an interesting.
If you want to know the truth, you use the internet to find out.
Yeah, the internet is cool like that. So, Sarah, what you know, give us your favorite desserts. What is, you know, if you're going to have something, what's one of your favorites?
You know, I love cheesecake because it's got plenty of cholesterol and fat, and that's what we need. That's why cheesecake. I mean, they have
a cheesecake
factory here. You know.
Yeah, that's right.
They have that in lots of places.
Know? That's true. I've been there. It's a good one.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the cholesterol and the fat and the cream cheese is what we crave. And that's
all right.
Why
favorite ice cream. Favorite ice cream, Sarah.
Well, favorite, I like all the ice cream.
Oh, that's a cop-out.
You've got to have at least
a couple favorites. I mean, for me, it's hard to choose. I admit.
You know, people are going to get ice cream right now. They're listening all over America getting ice
cream. Yeah, but
cherry?
I do full fat. You know, I never mess with low fat.
Right, yeah, that's
anymore.
Garbage.
Oh,
if you're going to eat ice cream, eat the real stuff, which is why I'm insulted by this the crap that Breyers is putting out, the frozen dairy desserts. Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Be very careful when you're in the ice cream
section.
What is
a frozen dairy dessert?
It is not ice cream. It looks like ice cream. It comes in the same tub. It's got the Breyers logo on it, and I think there's probably other companies making it, too.
Frosty Paws, you know.
It's basically ice cream without the cream, or with less cream than ice cream. So there's a certain legal amount of cream that makes something ice cream, and if it doesn't meet that level, they can't call it ice cream. They call it frozen dairy dessert. So if you are buying a frozen dairy dessert, you're not getting ice cream. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-453. We got more to talk about on the privacy front with your internet service providers. Very soon, apparently, going to be able to sell your private information or what you thought was your private information without your knowledge. We can get back into that story coming up here in moments with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about the orphanage that you're helping to be built, or we're trying to help be built in
Kagoma?
Uganda?
Yeah, Kagoma, Jinja, Uganda is where this is.
And
it's
Jinja.
It's a pretty rural community in Uganda. They don't have very many services out there. And the guy that is putting... He runs the orphanage. He was an orphan himself and developed a heart for these kids and really wants to help them and has been helping them tremendously. And if you go to hope.freetalklive.com, you can like his page. This is basically it's a link to a Facebook note. And you can find him. You can like his page. You can become friends with him or whatever. And you can see all the pictures this guy posts because it's incredible the progress. They just put in water today. So now they've got a little well at the property. Now, they don't have... they don't have any kind of structure yet. They've only got the foundation in. They're trying to get the foundation in. They're still trying to get some concrete and rebar to be able to do the foundation properly. But they've got sort of the drainage areas and that sort of thing put in. So basically, as soon as they can raise the money to get the foundation in, to get the concrete and the rebar, they're going to put it in. And we're trying to raise about $2,000 to get that done. And one of the reasons is they have to get they've made like 10,000. I don't want to say a number because I don't know exactly, but a whole bunch of handmade clay bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have the foundation in by rainy season, which is basically starting now, then the bricks that are sitting on the ground are going to begin to deteriorate and drive the water up through the other bricks. So they're going to lose a lot of bricks if they can't get them up on a foundation at the very least. So it's, you know, time's of the essence here. We've been working on this for a while, and I'm really, as much help as we can get. Please go to hope.freetalklive.com. Investigate this so that you become comfortable for yourself. I'm highly comfortable that this is all legit and completely above board. I get pictures all the time and videos and that sort of thing. The kids say, "Hi, Mr. Mark." You know, it's hard to fake an African village and a bunch of orphans. So all I can tell is there's immense suffering. The kids don't even really seem to know it, though. They're singing always, you know, I always get videos of them singing songs and stuff. And they seem very happy, but they live in really squalid conditions. And soon, they're where they're staying now, the little walk-in closet that these 40 kids are living in, they're supposedly going to lose that, too. So, please, hope.freetalklive.com. These folks, they need something. Hope.freetalklive.com.
All right. So, I'm just curious, Mark, regarding the Hope thing, I see it takes you to a Facebook page.
Yeah, that's a...
I'm curious to know if, you know, when you're getting these videos, is there some way you can post those?
If you go to, you'll see on the top line there, the Foundation of Hope Uganda.
Yeah.
That's right there in the link. If you go to Foundation of Hope Uganda, I just, and you can like that.
Okay.
And then you'll get to see all the videos. And not actually all of them. He doesn't entirely understand Facebook and its tool as a market, its utility as a marketing tool.
Right. There's definitely pictures of the bricks and people here.
Yeah. I tell him to post all the stuff that he sends me directly because to some extent, he just sort of sees me as his U.S. outlet or whatever. And what I want really is for people to get in contact with him. He knows far more about this project than I do. His English isn't fantastic or anything, but that doesn't really matter when he's in Uganda.
What's the native tongue in Uganda?
Oh, man, he told me at one
point.
Is it
Afrikaans?
No.
No?
No.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So that's hope.freetalklive.com if you want to help out. I mean, 200 people throwing in 10 bucks. You're done.
It would make a big difference. Now, there are different ways to donate, and they're all outlined on the page.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Libertarian Banker. Then we'll talk more about privacy and the Internet service providers here in moments. Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online to LRN.FM.
Hey, guys. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Libertarian Banker.
Look, I know it's not Sunday night, but I wanted to call in about the Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt.
Sure.
That you guys have been going over. I think you guys are on chapter 18.
No, not quite.
Okay.
15, I think, is where we're at.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about 18 because that's the one that I read and the one that I have written down here. So.
Okay.
I love how he starts out the chapter about minimum wages, and he says that... you know, people start ignore principles a lot of time when emotions become involved. And there's nothing more emotional than the wages that, you know, that people are earning. And in the first part of the chapter, he points out that one of the bad parts about minimum wage is that people can be thrown out of unemployment because a lot of people think, you know, well, they can just raise prices to increase the wages. Well, no, that means the consumers might go find substitutes or they might buy less of that good. So, you know, there are going to be workers who get priced out of the market because of that.
Happens every time.
He also kind of knocks on the work relief programs that a lot of people like to tout. He says how inefficient they are. And he actually says that they'd be better off just subsidizing it on the private market, which is probably true from an economic perspective, but, you know, not from a moral perspective.
What program?
And work relief, you said?
Like sort of work relief programs.
Or work relief?
You know, the popular back in the Depression, work relief.
Oh, I see. So like the, all those
like make
three-letter programs that FDR put together?
Exactly. You know, and he says that if you want to raise wages, you do it by increasing productivity, having better machinery, better capital for the workers to work with, better processes and education. So he's right on the money, and he really ends this chapter with this quote right here. I just have to say it on the air here. He says, real wages come out of production, not out of government decree. And you know, no, good ideas do not require force. So.
Well, the good ideas do not require force is a nice little trope. I like it. I'll use it as often as I can, but It seems to just bounce right off people who are dead set on whatever government program they're dead set on. It doink, just bounces off. They don't even pay attention to it.
Exactly. And, you know, people need to look at wages as a price, just like anything else. And the laws of economics apply to that. You know, so if you fix the price of something, obviously they're going to be unintended consequences. And here you got, you know, unemployed people who could be employed at a lower wage.
Thanks for the preview on an upcoming chapter of Economics in One Lesson. We've been going through it chapter by chapter on Sundays. Libertarian Banker, I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's a good book. I've never read it before, so I had not read that chapter that he was talking about yet. We're through about half the book. We are on chapter 15, I believe. We haven't quite finished our review of that, so tune in again.
It's a review. It's a book Sunday report, night. Basically.
Yeah, book club. Or whatever. So anyway, you can read it along with us because it's free to download online. Just look for Economics in One Lesson, Henry Hazlett, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So let's get back into this story here that Johnson brought in tonight from theregister.co.uk. Again, a United Kingdom based story reporting on what's happening in the United States. I wonder what kind of reportage this is getting. I mean, you mentioned Slashdot.
Right.
But I wonder, and that's just, you know, that's a news site for geeks. I wonder if this is even seeing any mainstream media coverage.
Not nearly enough.
The U.S. So what they're talking about doing here is, and apparently this has passed the House on a pretty much a party line vote, 232 to 184. It has also passed the Senate. And so, therefore, it's going to Trump, and he is expected to sign it. It is going to allow Internet service providers like yours to sell your personal information, to sell your browsing history, to sell any kind of data they can collect, which is a lot of data, without informing you. Now, it's difficult to underestimate, says the Register, the impact that the shift away from data privacy to open season on personal information sales may have.
Open season on common sense.
With cable companies now given strong financial incentive to draw on user information and habits, and with the stick of regulatory intervention effectively thrown away, it may result in significant societal changes. The irony is that just a few months ago, the situation was the polar opposite. When U.S. communications watchdog the FCC, and that's not how I would describe the FCC, I would describe the FCC as an impediment to communications, but regardless, you know where this author is coming from. Controversially declared that broadband providers were common carriers along the same lines as telephone companies. One of the many impacts was it pulled enforcement of data privacy rules away from the FTC and gave it to the FCC. As a result of that, the FCC passed new privacy rules that were a little stronger than the FTC rules, mostly in that they are preemptive and require the Internet service providers to give customers an opt-in option for their most sensitive information. In other words, they would have had to have actively gotten your permission before selling that data. And some of them were doing that, like AT&T. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. And AT&T, of course, is one of the worst offenders getting over.
If you need a website for your blog or new business, it can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment.
all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.